Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So City Council met this week, and we like to visit with Wyman to see what's going on. So I don't know, kind of late summer, things tend to be pretty quiet, and that seemed to be the nature of this week's City Council meeting.
Well, in the background, of course, is discussions about our tax
right.
rate and budget, which will come up next month, so there will be more to talk about then.
Yeah. So you did have a discussion about tax rate, but you do think that you're not going to have a tax rate increase.
That is the goal, yes.
Yeah. So usually when that decision has been made, you're having an increase in property values, and just the increase in property values tends to raise tax revenue, so it's not necessary to have a...
That's right. That's what we've been able to do the last few years. However, legislation has changed in this last session, and it's a little different and a bit confusing, but I think we figured out what we're going to do.
But it's going to take another meeting or so before you...
Yeah, we've got another meeting coming up next week.
Okay, good. I'll tell you one thing I have noticed just in the last few days driving around Commerce. I'm seeing a lot of new construction, Wyman, of what appears to be perhaps multifamily units. Am I right?
Well, there are several. I was driving yesterday just looking at not only the new construction but the reconstruction
yeah.
of existing homes. It's just really encouraging to see that investment in our town.
But as you drive around, I've seen a number of new foundations
mm-hmm.
being laid in residential neighborhoods and you know, well-established residential neighborhoods that have been around for 100 years or so, and but new construction taking place in some
That's
of those.
True, and of course, it's a lot of it is close to campus, and I would assume will be rental property.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's I think that's a good thing, and
it increases that tax base.
Yeah. Well, and especially now, again, we've had such a bad year in the estimation of most people, and yet there's still some positive things taking place.
One thing I'm so pleased to report is that what's happened to most cities during this pandemic has not happened to Commerce. I don't know that it won't happen, but as far as property tax collection and sales tax collection, we're ahead of budget on both, and it's just amazing.
Ahead of budget.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've...
Most cities have not experienced that with sales
right.
tax, but we have.
What do you think the reason for that is?
I don't have a really good answer, but it seems that, of course, Walmart is our largest provider of sales tax,
yeah.
and they have had steady and increasing business.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also are now getting money from online sales
yeah.
that we didn't in previous years.
Right,
so,
right.
The two have done quite well, and we're ahead of our budget for sales tax collection.
Yeah, that was a change in the law about
mm-hmm.
the online sales. We're talking with Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. Now, you're going for a grant that you think would possibly be good news for the fire department.
That's true. There is a grant we're eligible for that could replace a fire truck that is now 20 years old, and we're pursuing it.
So you'll know more about that before too much longer.
Yeah.
That is with that's a state grant, it looks like.
It is.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that would be great to see a new fire truck running around the city. And then
that keeps our insurance rates low to have up-to-date fire equipment.
Uh-huh. I understand. And then there's some talk about some improvements at the municipal airport.
This is true. We've had a ongoing discussion about an extension of a taxiway at the airport. This is due to a grant from the federal government that would pay 90% of that extension, and the city pays 10%. So it looks like we're going to be able to get it done. We had a bidding process, and we got three bids, and it looks like one of them will be the winner, and we'll get that in process.
All right, and we're almost out of time, but a little conversation about Hunt County transportation bonds, and this has to do with efforts to make improvements on Highway 24 there where you come into town and where it passes the university.
Right, Highway 24 and Culver Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've had discussions going on for years now about how to improve safety on those streets, and that included the discussion of roundabouts mm-hmm. at Culver and Live Oak, and where they meet 24, and that is not being pursued at this time, but there are ways to improve safety other than that, and that's what we were getting an update from the county's steering committee and also the engineering firm that's working on it, and the result was that the engineering company will survey the right-of-way so they can make some proposals knowing exactly how much space they have.
Yeah. Turned out the roundabouts were not that popular of a concept.
You know, that got a lot of pushback from the public, and so it's not being pursued.
Yeah. Having been to Ireland a couple of times, you get used to the roundabouts, but it's a little daunting when you first encounter them, I must say.
Well, and that's one reason they add the safety is they slow you down.
They do. They do that.
Exactly what should I do.
Right. You have to figure it out. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line.
Thank you, John Mark.
All right. Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the Dave Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.